All right, my name is Kristen, and it's November 5th, 2008.
Very cool. First, I just want to ask you about your family, where they've been. Were your parents from Roswell?
No. My mom was from Virginia, McLean, Virginia. She lived really, really close to the White House and stuff like that, apparently. She played under the CIA's like cameras or something. She likes to talk about that. And my dad was born pretty much in the ghetto of North Carolina.
Okay.
Yes.
Whereabouts would that be? A city that you might remember.
I don't know. We go and visit there. We go near Boone, but I don't feel like that's where he grew up. I'm not sure.
Okay. So maybe the Boone area, but not sure.
Yeah.
But where were you born?
I was born in Doraville.
Okay. And how long have you been a resident of Roswell?
I guess we moved there when I was half a year old, so
okay.
I've lived there for a long time.
Very cool. How about historically, where your family is from, like from, I don't know, wherever before they were in America?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
My mom's background is like Hungarian, Scotch Irish, Chinese, Native American, everywhere. Pretty much. My dad's African American and Native American, so yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much everywhere. I'm not exactly sure where lots of people came from. I know my great grandmother came straight here from Hungary.
Okay. So your grandparents, at least on your mother's side, were from different places?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. Okay. Do you identify with a certain religion?
Yes.
What would that be?
The Baha'i Faith.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
All right, sure.
Yeah.
It's one of the newer religions. It was founded in the 1850s. And basically, the Baha'is believe that all religions came from the same God and that there's the same unifying ideals in each religion. So, yeah, basically what it is.
Okay. How would you describe Baha'i presence in Roswell?
It's a lot bigger than you'd expect. Things that you probably haven't heard of it.
I've heard about it a little bit. There's actually a, what, do you call it a church?
A Unity Center.
A Unity Center. There's one right near my house, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's on Jones Bridge Road in the Alpharetta side of things.
Really? I think I may have been there several times.
That's right near my house, so.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's pretty big. There are quite a few Baha'is in Roswell area.
Okay. Was there a Unity Center in Roswell that you would attend regularly? Or?
No, we usually actually meet in people's houses.
Okay.
So Unity Centers are just, like, a nice place to go sometimes, but generally we just have meetings and feasts and stuff in people's houses.
Okay. Has that been the religion of your family traditionally?
No.
Yeah.
Well, my mom and my dad are Baha'i. They actually met through the Baha'i faith because they were both interested in it, and they met each other at a Unity Center in North Carolina, I think. But no, both of them were being rebels, pretty much, with their family. They didn't really identify with any religion until they found the Baha'i faith.
That's very cool. Individuality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would you say religion in general now, speaking in broader terms, is an important thing for people in Roswell?
Yeah. I mean, I think religion is important in general. I don't necessarily think it's important to actually identify yourself with a religion, but I think that, like, the notion of God is a pretty good one to have.
So how would you describe the religious life of the city of Roswell, if someone asked you that question?
I'm not really sure. I mean, like, being in the South, there's a lot of, you know, Christian presence there, so, yeah.